We'd like to read now from Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. The Word of God says, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." I want us to think about what Paul meant when he said, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." And then I pray that God will also help us to examine our lives to see if we also bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus. There are two different ways that you can think about what Paul meant when he said, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." First of all, I believe that the Apostle Paul literally bore in his body marks as a result of his faithfulness to God. Just as Jesus Christ had stripes upon his back because of his faithfulness to our Heavenly Father, we find that the Apostle Paul also had literal marks, stripes, scars on his body because of his faithfulness to our Heavenly Father. You'll back up just a moment, just about 10 pages in your Bibles. You'll back up to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. You'll find that the Apostle Paul enumerates some of the things that he had gone through as a Christian, some of the sufferings that he had experienced. And you will find that as we read over some of the sufferings that Paul experienced, that there are many of those things that are very similar to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ experienced. And therefore, I believe that literally Paul did bear in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 23. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, and beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." He explains something about that in the next verse. He says, "Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities." The Apostle Paul was one who, I think probably as much as anyone in the New Testament, he bore in his body the sufferings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Everything that Paul wrote down here, those were some of the things that Christ suffered, though Christ suffered more than Paul did. The Word of God doesn't go through and enumerate everything that Jesus Christ went through. In fact, in the book of John, the Word of God makes this statement. The Scripture says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." There was another verse of Scripture that I was trying to find that makes mention of the fact that if everything Jesus had done had been written, I suppose that the whole world could not contain all that happened in the life of Jesus Christ. So even though every specific phrase that's mentioned here in 2 Corinthians 11 about the sufferings of the Apostle Paul, even though those phrases are not all used by Jesus, I declare unto you that everything Paul experienced, Jesus had already experienced. The Word of God declares that there hath no temptation taken us, but such as is common to man. And the Word of God also declares that Jesus was touched in all points like as we are. Whatever Paul had been through, Jesus had already been through them. So when Paul says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus, I think literally he had the marks, the physical marks, the stripes, much like Jesus Christ. I don't think that's the main thing that Paul was talking about when he said, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. There used to be, and some of the older people can testify that this is true, there used to be an expression that is used that when someone had a child that looked very much like them, they would say that that child was marked. And it didn't necessarily mean that there was some particular physical characteristic, but it could have been all kinds of different things. It's just that when you looked at that individual, you could tell that that's a son of so-and-so. They were marked by their father. Well, listen, brethren, I believe that the people of God, the children of God, who are disciples of Jesus Christ, and Paul was a disciple and one of the most faithful disciples that had ever been. I believe that if you looked at the life of the Apostle Paul, you could see Jesus in his life. He bore in his body the marks of a Christian. He bore, I'm not talking about physical marks now, I'm talking about the spiritual characteristics that Jesus had, that the Apostle Paul bore in his body those marks in his own life. Let's begin by looking at some of those marks, the spiritual marks that the Apostle Paul had in relation to, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another way to state that is that he had the characteristics of a Christian. He was a follower of Jesus Christ. Look in your Bibles first at Ephesians. If you're still in Galatians, just go forward two or three pages and look in Ephesians chapter 4, and you'll see, and we'll enumerate and look at some. We cannot cover all of them, but we'll look at some of the marks of Christ. And the Word of God tells us how we're to have those marks, and every mark that we're going to look at tonight is a characteristic that Paul had in his body. He had those marks in his life, and those were the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 4, notice please verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the Word of God says, and be ye kind one to another. Just pause and ask you this question. Was Jesus kind? Was he kind? Was the Apostle Paul kind? Yes, he was. And be ye kind one to another. Tenderhearted. Was Jesus tenderhearted? Was he tenderhearted? Was the Apostle Paul tenderhearted? You see how he bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus. The third expression that's used here is we're commanded and exhorted forgiving one another. Did Jesus Christ forgive us? And that's the rest of the scripture says forgiving one another even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. God forgave us. We are to forgive one another. One of the outstanding marks that Jesus had is that he was a forgiving person. He forgave more than anyone has ever forgiven someone else. All of the things that we have ever done, all the sins that we have ever committed, they were forgiven by Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul, like Jesus, he bore in his body the mark of being a forgiving person. He was willing to forgive. He was willing to suffer, and he was willing to forgive those that beat him. Did Stephen bear in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus? And again, I'm not just talking about those stones. I'm not just talking about them gnashing on him with their teeth. But brethren, Stephen, like the Apostle Paul, but more like Jesus Christ, Stephen also bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he could pray while they were stoning him to death, when he could pray, forgive them. When he was praying for his enemies. that God would forgive them. He was bearing in his body what? The marks of the Lord Jesus. One of those marks is forgiving one another. Second mark is found in the very next verse in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Here's another mark of the Lord Jesus, and a mark that we're to have, and a mark that Paul had as he says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, the Word of God says, be ye therefore followers of God. Be what? Followers of God as dear children. And then he says, and walk in love. Did Jesus walk in love? Was there anything that Jesus ever did that was not moved and motivated out of love? Absolutely nothing. God is love. And everything Jesus ever did was moved and motivated by love. The scripture says here, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. Has Christ loved you? Does Christ love you? Has he manifested his love to you? And you are to bear in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 4:32, the main mark in that verse that I want you to remember is that Jesus was forgiving, and we are to bear in our body that spirit of forgiveness. And then in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, the Word of God says that Jesus, that God has loved us. And if we're going to bear in our body the marks of the Lord Jesus, we must love one another. Jesus says, by this is the main mark, I believe. This is the number one way that you can identify a Christian. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. If love is not there, nothing else matters. You can have all other kinds of marks, but you're not a true Christian if that mark of love is not clearly identified. So he says here, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Turn just a couple of pages to Philippians chapter 2. I want you to see another mark. We've primarily, in Ephesians 4 and verse 32, we've talked about the mark of forgiveness. And then in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, we talked about the mark of love. You look in your Bibles now at Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. There's another mark that if we have the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ in our body, this mark is going to be there, and that mark is a mark of humility. Humility. You cannot bear in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ if humility is not part of those marks. Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, the Word of God says, let this mind be in you. What kind of mind? It's a mind of humility. You follow this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of Christ, even the death of the cross. Was Jesus humble? Did he humble himself more than anyone has ever humbled themselves in this world? Absolutely. But did the Apostle Paul also humble himself greatly? Brethren, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, what does he do in Philippians 2? In Philippians 2, he talks about the humility of Jesus Christ and how Christ humbled himself. And in Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 4 and going all the way through verses 9, 10, and 11, the Apostle Paul talks about how he, Paul, had humbled himself. You see what he's doing? He's showing us how he was bearing in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 4, Paul, just like the Scripture has just done with Jesus, Paul talks about what he had and what he was. He talks about what he gave up. Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 4, the Word of God says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Did the Apostle Paul give up a lot of things? Did he humble himself? Did he become, you remember how Jesus, was Jesus hated by the Jews? Yes, he was. Was he hated by the Gentiles? Yes, he was. Was the Apostle Paul hated by the Jews? Indeed, he was. And was he hated by the Gentiles? Absolutely. Telling you that the Apostle Paul bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the marks that's described here in Philippians chapters 2 and 3 is humility. And if we're going to bear in our body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, humility must be a part of our lives. True humility. There's a lot of fake humility, but there's not much true humility. What are some other marks? You just tell me before we close, you tell me some other marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell me any other mark of Jesus that if you are following Christ, that you're going to have this mark in your life. Well, I'll give you one while you're thinking. One is a servant. Jesus was a servant. He was a servant. It pleased him to serve people. The Scripture tells us that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. The Word of God tells us that Jesus came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. What did the Apostle Paul do? Did he minister to other people? Did he spend a whole life doing things to help others? Was he going about teaching and preaching the Word of God and making great sacrifices? Indeed, he was. And in doing that, he had the mark. He had the marks in his body. The mark of being a servant was part of his life. Now I've given you enough time to think, and you say it again. Obedience, the mark of obedience. Now listen to this statement. This is a rather unusual statement about Jesus Christ. And if you'll go home and study about it, or if you want to talk about it later, I'll be glad to try to explain it to you later. But the Scripture makes this statement when it talks about obedience. I want you to listen carefully to me. Jesus learned obedience. The Scripture makes that statement in the Hebrew letter. But we're talking about obedience. Was Jesus obedient to his Father? He was absolutely obedient. The Scripture says in John chapter 6 that Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. He came to do the Father's will. He was obedient. And that's also contained in Philippians chapter 2, that he became obedient even unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was obedient to the Father. And likewise, the Apostle Paul, he bore in his body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul also was obedient to the Father. What's another mark of a Christian, or the marks that we bear in our bodies, Brother Robbie? Yes, to strive to be sinless. Jesus accomplished it 100%. And if we're bearing in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be striving to be sinless. We're going to be striving for perfection in our lives. Brother John? Yes, Jesus was fervent in prayer. The Apostle Paul was fervent in prayer. The Apostle Paul, and likewise any of us who bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the marks that should be found in our lives is that we be fervent in prayer. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed often. Jesus prayed for hours at a time. Jesus prayed without ceasing. And if we're going to bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the marks is that we also are going to be a praying people. He says that God says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. So if we bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus, praying is going to be a vital part of our lives. What's another mark? Absolutely. Having mercy toward others. The Word of God says that God was merciful to us. Jesus manifested mercy. And if we bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be merciful to others. Paul was merciful to others. And we, like Jesus, we need to try to be merciful to others. What's another mark of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Terry? Absolutely, he was not materialistic. When you think about the life of Jesus, Jesus makes this statement. He says, the foxes have their holes and the birds have their nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He was not materialistic. What about the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul had to give up all those material blessings that he had. He gave it all up to follow Jesus. The 12 apostles, what did they give up to follow Jesus? They gave up their livelihoods. They gave up their possessions. They gave up everything to follow Jesus. They were not materialistic. And if we're going to bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the marks is that we will not be materialistic. And you think of another mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He did the will of the Father. He did the will of the Father. One of the statements that I tried to preach this morning about delighting and God delighting in us. But one of the statements that I wanted to preach, if I had preached about us delighting. Now remember, Brother Carthel said that one of the marks of Jesus Christ is that He did the will of the Father. And if we bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be trying to do the will of the Father. Here's a statement that is made several times in the Old Testament, especially. David makes it often. David says, I delight. We're talking about delight like we did this morning. He says, I delight to do thy will. It made David happy to do the will of the Father. If I want to please my Father, if I want to please my Heavenly Father, I'm going to do the will of the Father just like Jesus, because that's another mark of the Lord Jesus, is to do the will of our Father. Brother Philip? Yes. Yes, that's another mark of the Lord Jesus Christ that I don't think most people recognize or understand, that was His mark and that's our mark. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ, every time that He came in the presence of sinners, He would confront those sinners with sin in their lives. For example, He would say, you go home and read Matthew chapter 23, and here's what Jesus will say. About five or six times in Matthew 23, Jesus says, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. And then He identifies the sin that was in their lives. Brethren, Jesus Christ, when He came into the contact with other people, He confronted them about sin in their lives. And every prophet in the Old Testament, they confronted people with sin in their lives. That's what Isaiah was talking about this morning in Isaiah chapter 62, when he says, I will not be silent. In Isaiah chapter 58, God told Isaiah, cry aloud and spare not. Cause my people to know their sins. Jesus did that. And if we're going to bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot be silent when we're around God's children, that we recognize that there is some sin that needs to be addressed. That's part of bearing in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, when you bear in your body that mark, when you do confront people with sin, you will bear another mark, which is the sufferings that come to those who do confront people with sin. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12, He says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Did they make false accusations about Jesus? Will you have false accusations made about you if you follow Jesus Christ? That's part of bearing in your body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no way to exhaust this subject. There's no way to finish this subject. But I do hope that you will think about You know, sometimes a person has one mark, sometimes they have three marks, and sometimes they have many marks. And I pray that God will help us all to have, I hope that before we die, it doesn't matter how many marks of the Lord Jesus Christ you have in your body right now, I hope that you, by next week, I hope you'll have another mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next week, I hope you'll have another mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that before you die, I hope that your body and your life will be covered in the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us to do that, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.